The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. And that, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, is an opportunity to remember those who have recently passed by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three or the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. I think we're on room 607, Deej. What say you?
Yep, 607, currently occupied by Kyle Busch and Bobby Cox.
Okay, wow, what a very sportsy room this is.
Very sportsy, and we continue with the sports. You want to go first? You want me to?
I can certainly give it a run.
Okay.
But we have to welcome our special guest to join us.
Our
here.
Seventh Supreme Court Justice.
Hi, Donovan Lewis.
Hello, Hardline.
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Eating chicken at Hattie B's.
Well, I'm doing better than Claude Lemieux, let me say.
Jeez.
As I lead us off with Claude Lemieux. Nickname, do you guys know his nickname?
The Claudinator?
No.
Pepe Lemieux?
Yes. Well, did you know his nickname was Pepe?
It didn't take long to figure it out.
Okay. Well, Pepe Lemieux, Claude Lemieux, died May 28th at the age of 60 from a self-inflicted choice, let's call it. As he died by suicide and was found on his property, actually, by one of his sons. And
God, why do you do that to one of your kids?
An extremely, extremely tragic demise just 3 days after he was honored in Montreal as a torchbearer for a Montreal Canadiens game. And that's because he is one of the Canadiens' greats. I mean, honestly, it's a weird career, but a great one. And in it, he played for 21 seasons in the NHL. He won four Stanley Cups. Four. Two with New Jersey, and one with Montreal, and one with the Colorado Avalanche. Including in 95, when the Devils took down the Detroit Red Wings, he won the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP, one of 11 players to ever win a Stanley Cup championship with three different teams, one of the greatest playoff performers of all time, had 80 playoff goals, which is top 10 all time, but he is also best known for basically committing one of the real acts of violence in our game that opened up an unbelievable rivalry between the Avalanche and those Detroit Red Wings when he, of course, put a hit on Chris Draper that sprouted into years of ugliness and just absolute. Draper,
how bad did he hurt Draper?
Draper suffered a concussion, a broken jaw, a broken nose, a broken cheekbone. All that led Draper to have reconstructive surgery on his face and to have his jaw wired shut for several weeks. And the NHL suspended Lemieux for two games.
Two games.
And, of course, Dino Cicerelli had the famous quote, "I can't believe I shook this guy's friggin' hand after the game. That pisses me right off." And then tensions went on to the next season when fight night at the Joe happened, when Darren McCarty tried to engage Lemieux, and Lemieux sort of turtled. And honestly, if you followed hockey in the mid to late 90s, and I know most of Dallas did because those were both key rivals, Claude Lemieux's name was just vilified. And and this is not super important to his obituary, but it is important to me. In 2002, he was traded to the Dallas Stars, played 32 games here, appeared on Bad Radio right when he got traded here, and I was all ready to talk to the biggest jerk ever, and of course, as they say, he was the nicest guy. It was so weird to be interviewing Darth Vader and actually sort of charmed by him because he was friendly and relaxed and just happy to be in Dallas. It didn't end super well there, as I believe the Stars were the last NHL team he played for.
The bad radio curse strikes again.
And then formally announced his retirement when the 03 playoffs didn't go well. So Claude Lemieux, gone at age 60, but absolutely never forgotten by any hockey fan at all.
Mm. Points against him for letting his family discover him that way. But, Lando?
In.
Deej?
Begrudgingly in.
Ham?
Worthy.
Donnie?
I say yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's Claude Lemieux.
Top 10 goals all time in the playoffs, constantly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is
okay,
trifecta
Bob?
Legs...
I don't know what happened there.
Is trifecta legs technically in heaven, or is it like adjacent to heaven? Because I thought you couldn't get into heaven if you took your own life.
It's a boat ride to heaven.
It's across the moat from heaven.
I don't think we've ever explored this space, and I'm almost better not exploring the space.
Then I'll say yes. If we're saying it's not in heaven.
What kind of like grandma thing told you that?
Yes, it's more of a stairway.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a stairway between trifecta legs.
And we've been told by many that heaven is a place on earth anyway.
That's right. All right, let's see about the induction of one Alden Chakaris Ramon Smith, otherwise known as Alden Smith. Before we get to his Cowboy tenure, just know that he was a really, really good collegiate player at the University of Missouri, to the tune of being selected in the first round by the Niners, 7th pick overall. There was a lot of conjecture back and forth on draft night, I do remember, in 2011 about him. But he was incredible his rookie year.
Was he ever.
He broke Charles Haley's 49ers record for the most sacks by a rookie with 13. I mean, he was awesome. He was the defensive rookie of the year. Finished second to, that was the Pro Football Writers, second to Von Miller in the Associated Press. And was great his second year, and third year things started to get...
How about 14 sacks doesn't get you Defensive Rookie of the Year?
I know, well, that's all good.
That's crazy.
Von Miller was.
Yeah, good point.
So he was suspended at the beginning of the 2014 season, a 9-game suspension. This is after he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in 2013 and possession of marijuana. So then he gets put in the system, he violates it, serves a 9-game suspension to start, then he was reinstated in week 11, then he got arrested for his third DUI. Again, this is all in the first 3 years of his existence there, and then he was released by the 49ers, and there's always the reclamation project with the Raiders. If you're looking for a guy to second, third, fourth chance...
And the NFC Raiders.
And the NFC Raiders as well. So he signed with the Raiders a 1-year contract, and he was fine. He never really reclaimed his rookie status, though. But in his second season with the Raiders, he was arrested following a domestic violence incident. And so he's got multiple drug violations, multiple DUIs, a domestic violence situation. The Raiders released him in 2018. Let's sign with the NFC Raiders as the Cowboys say, hey, sure, why not, Alden Smith?
After 2 years out of the league?
Yes.
Like four. He was out of the league for a long time, right?
Yeah, it was.
He went from 15 to 20 without taking a snap, am I right?
It was two years out.
No, but I'm saying 16, 17, 18, and 19, he has no stats.
Yeah, he was on the team with the Raiders, but not able to participate. And so, yeah, he gets with the Cowboys. And, you know, he was whatever. He was Alden Smith at that age and that
background. I'm going to say he was pretty good.
I knew you would.
No, he was. Like, there's tape that verifies he was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he was good enough to where he was benched for Randy Gregory, speaking of wild rides. I mean, think about that. You get benched for Randy Gregory. He had 53 tackles, ended it with 53 tackles for the Cowboys, 5 sacks, second on the team. And then he signed a one-year deal with the Seahawks and was released. And then more legal troubles, more domestic violence, and then he was found unresponsive in his car after they had delivered food to a homeless shelter, pronounced dead later that day.
Have you seen those pictures?
No.
Yeah, TMZ had those pictures.
He slumped over the wheel?
No, he's delivering pizza to a shelter.
Oh. Yeah, he and a buddy have this huge stack of pizzas that they're distributing to the homeless. And then
Corby,
it was just
would they put those
a couple hours
out?
Later. It was just a couple hours later that they found him. And
I agree, Donovan.
His family is still waiting for a cause of death.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to be pretty when they find it because he had so many run-ins, drugs. He had an incident where a woman called police and said he had consumed multiple bottles of tequila and then bit her wrists, then fled before police arrived. Multiple bottles of tequila.
So maybe they were the little airplane bottles.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. So, yeah, this is a tough one.
2018.
Right, I'm just saying. The guy
maybe
was
he
such
had,
a wild
maybe
ride.
He had turned over a new leaf. He was trying to do something good for society.
Well, he did. Just, he was delivering food.
Yeah.
But Corby wants pictures of him slumped over the wheel for to be published somewhere.
Corby wants to dance on his grave.
You know, Corby.
How am I? So Alden Smith is a choir boy? Like, what's going on here? God, Corby.
Can't believe you, Corby. Yeah.
I know.
All right.
It's always like this with you.
Lando.
Not as worthy as Lemieux.
DJ.
Just despite you, yes.
Ham.
I'm with Corby, no.
All right, interesting. Bob.
I'm with DJ, yes.
I'm just going to have to say no. He did not do enough to contribute to being on the Wall of Fame. Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to say he didn't sustain his greatness for long enough, no.
So is that it? We got a no?
Well, what's Donnie's vote?
I would say yes, but it's 4-3 no.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's inconsequential. I'm sorry, Donnie.
Yeah, we got a no with Alden Smith. Good. We need to keep this place clean.
God. Please.
Snake.
With the people that y'all want to let in and get mad when it's about on the field. Isn't that what they do off the field?
Donovan, go out to Hattie B's and punch Corby right in his face.
Goodness.
Somebody needs to.
You voted with me.
Not because of you.
Claude Lemieux almost killed someone on the ice. But yeah, no problem. No brainer.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too.
Well, Alden Smith didn't win Super Bowl MVP.
He did not. He did not make it to Super Bowl, unfortunately.
I'm a little torn here on this one.
It's okay. I know he's your little cowboy.
Well,
buddy.
No, but it's a question
of... you went against the wall for him to sign
him. I just...
The 2020 Cowboys tape is enough to get him into the trifecta.
Nobody
lakes.
Said that. You don't have to make stuff up. I say enough goofy things that we don't have to create what I... fake things that I said. I'm simply saying...
Did you see his cut-ups from
2020? Your position that it's a wall of fame is keeps moving this to the righteous trifecta.
Yeah.
I know I've gotten yelled at because of my votes.
It used to be, did they matter? And now it's, did they matter for good?
I don't even think he mattered. It was so bad.
Okay, well, I'm just saying this thing is...
Just because you had two good years in the NFL doesn't mean you belong in here. If you
and that's a fair point.
Yeah.
But did he matter for, like when you heard Alden Smith died? I'm just asking, were you kind of rocked by it? Because I kind of was.
I was not at all.
Okay. Well, you could definitely say... You could see a bad finish
there was a path.
To his story.
There was a path.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, Donnie. Thank you very much.
Is that fair? That's fair.
Well, he's got
I can't argue with you anymore. We've already argued about the Knicks. We can't argue anymore this week.
Why feels not? Like that was fun.
We need to hug it out.
It feels like he has 10 years on his Wikipedia page of, quote, legal issues.
It's a tough ride.
That suggested he was a wild ride.
All right. There he goes. Donovan Smith.
God. Corby says good riddance.
No, I didn't. It's 8 o'clock at night. We have to go.
Let's talk about tomorrow.
Let's talk about tomorrow, tonight.